Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
We call this Ask a Race. And sometimes they're light questions. Other times it gets real serious in here, you know? But I have always said that you got to be tolerant of ignorant questions, because the only way to get around it is to listen to the ignorant questions, be patient, and then go ahead and answer them.
Crucial.
So we got Kenny Burns in here this morning. What's going on, Kenny?
What's up, big brother?
How you doing, dude?
I'm chilling.
What were you guys doing yesterday? Kenny came in here and said that you were working with Jenna.
So. Oh, yeah. Jenna was getting her sexy on for the for the 944 magazine. What was it? Atlanta Hot List?
Something like that.
You're on the hot list, Jen.
And so is Kenny Burns.
Crew show.
So what was it for?
It was for
it's a new magazine launching in town.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's the inaugural issue. Awesome. They actually bought 6 Degrees. So there's no more 6 Degrees. It will be 944 magazine. It'll be big. They want to take the place of Peach.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. Well, now. Yeah. There was a time where nobody could start a magazine here because there were too many, and now it's wide open.
Yeah. It's a big market.
Wide open.
Market.
Carl's going to help us out here also. You want to grab a mic, Carl? So can you understand what goes on here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's anything.
We were talking about it at 10 degrees. I'm so ready.
So white people are going to call, and they'll ask questions that they've always wanted to ask but always been embarrassed to. Carl's handled it pretty well in the past. You'll get it today with him. Right. And Karen Greer was supposed to join us also.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. She's not on the phone, man.
By the way, Jen has pretty feet. She's walking around barefoot.
Do we want to get into that?
Absolutely. The prettiest feet. Just wanted to mention that.
You're funny.
We'll start off with the most basic of questions, okay? These were ones that were either emailed over the last couple of months that we never got to. As a white person, how do I refer to people of color? Is it black or do I say African American?
That's a good question, actually.
That's not bad. Well, I'm from Washington, D.C. personally, but let me see. I mean, I'm black. Yeah. Black guy. When we talk, we say black
man,
guy,
all
white
day.
Guy, Spanish guy.
Right.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Black. All day long.
So African-American, that just seems.
You're just walking on eggshells.
Yeah, I think that's the politically, careful. That's the politically, you know, the politically correct version of the word black.
Black. Okay.
Now this is, because I want to make sure we're representing this right. Also, people can call up and ask white people questions, right? Yeah. Other races can ask white people questions.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go with Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm just trying to find out why black people like to walk in the middle of the road, and then when you kind of like wait, they go painfully slow to get out of the road, and then mean mug you when you drive by in your car.
Mean mug.
All right. Why do black people walk in the middle of the road?
I think that's all people, really, depending on the time and place. I mean, I live in Alpharetta.
I'm with her. I don't think it's all people.
Are you serious?
I'm with her. I would ask the same question.
And they slow down?
Yes. It seems to me that, yeah.
Like, does that mean like jaywalking?
No,
like they're not using crosswalks? I don't understand what that means.
In the middle of the road, even if there's sidewalks on either side, like It just happened to me again the other day, and I'm like, get out of the road.
It feels like to me like black people will walk in the middle of the road, and they'll time it just right so you won't hit them in the car for sure.
Are you serious?
But they get close enough to where when the car passes, then they'll walk across the street.
I really do think that the only people that you see, especially in a crosswalk, they're going to hop, hop, hop to get on the sidewalk are white people.
Right. Hurry up.
We're the only ones that actually use the crosswalk.
Rush, oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the right. You know.
I don't know. I haven't. I guess I don't know. I've seen it. I can't answer that one. Maybe you can be.
I'm thinking maybe swagger. I don't know. You know,
swag don't have nothing. You know, maybe I don't know.
I've never seen it though. I mean,
I've
never seen it.
The only time I see black folks, anybody walking in the road when there's no sidewalk. So I can't answer that one.
Yeah. Okay. I have seen it too for sure.
That's happened to Bert.
It has.
Yeah, I see.
Hey, Ramon, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's up, Bert?
What's going on?
Hey, love the show. This question is for you guys, for you, Bert. Why do white the question is, do white people ever ask, like, their parents, grandparents, or older family members if they ever participated in the brutal treatment of black people in the past?
Good question.
Whoa. Wow. We're going to get deep here.
Great question.
Yes.
Wow.
So do white people ever ask their parents or grandparents if they ever participate? You have.
I have.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I have. And my family let me know, you know what? It was more of an issue where our particular family didn't because we were not rich enough to own slaves, but didn't mean that if we had been rich enough to own slaves, you know, that would have been part of the culture. So, but yes, I did absolutely ask my family that.
Wendy? Wow.
I have not, but now I'm curious and I want to know now.
I only have one grandparent left and I've talked to her about it, but she's British. She grew up in England.
Okay.
And came here when she was like a teenager, I think. No, maybe as a girl, and grew up in North Carolina, but that was past that time. So I don't really know from my dad's side because they're no longer living.
Jeff?
I've never even thought to ask.
Yeah, I think 75% of white people would probably say that they never even thought to ask their grandparents.
You all should ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious.
And that's funny because with black folks, you don't even have to ask. They're going to offer that information regardless as you come up.
Mm-hmm. What is that like as a black person? What is that like to hear that white people aren't asking their grandparents?
Well, I think it's generational. I mean, you know, I'm sure our parents or your parents would probably, you know, it was probably more talked about. It's not talked about as much. So I guess it's, you know, and as we get, you know, as our kids grow up, it'll be more, you know, obviously it's history, but it gets less and less relevant.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that's not talked about so much?
I mean, I think, you know, you can't hold, I mean, obviously you have to remember and reflect, and it's important to know your history, but I mean, to hold on to, you know, all the negativity that spawned out of that time is, to me, you know.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing that you all don't think enough about it to ask, because it kind of shows, I guess, a piece of innocence about what you all have been through. But I think it's bad that you all don't ask and that it's not offered.
All right, Carl, that is going to bring us to our next question.
Know your history.
Kristen, good morning. Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi there. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you too.
I'm wondering why black people typically mispronounce two words that I notice that are more common are ask and birthday.
Ask and birthday.
Yo, Bert, we just had this conversation
about ask.
Really?
And Carl,
we just had this conversation.
We did.
And Carl just did it, and I noticed it because it was on the screen.
Uh-huh. Now, the last time this came up, Carl was on the radio with us, and he said he didn't even realize that that was even an issue.
I didn't
and you
realize
just
it.
You don't even realize just now you said ax and not ask.
I said ask.
You said
ax.
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 But you put the K before the S, so it's ax.
Ax.
Is that right?
Yes. but you notice
it's so irrelevant, though. Like, I'm sure that's everybody funny. Mispronounces something or says something wrong. I think, personally. I know I screw words up all the time.
And you say what your parents say, right? So, like, if your parents screw it up, then you screw it up, and then you know, like, it just becomes a thing.
I just
and
think
I say
it's just
goofy
whole
stuff that my parents
we
say.
We sure had this conversation at 10 degrees.
We did.
What was the other word? She said two?
I think
birthday,
she said they.
Birthday.
Oh, birth. I don't say birthday. I just think that you're just being lazy. Bathroom.
B-I-R-F-D-A-Y. Birthday?
I don't never say that.
I don't either.
I have a new question. I want to know about if you think that white families or black families are harder on interracial relationships.
I think white families are.
Really?
Because I know a lot of black guys that date white women, and they seem to have issues when it comes to serious time. And serious time is when it's time to go into, and we all know the same people, Bert. But it's, you know, it gets weird when you got to kind of, you know, get serious. Like, I'm going to marry this person. Because, I mean, you know, I don't like ignorance. I think it's retarded. But at the end of the day, some people just don't get it.
I've told this story a million times on the air before, Kenny, probably the first time you've heard it. Before I met Stacy, I dated a girl from Guyana. And my mom always raised me to be very liberal thinking. We're all equal. Everything's cool, right? So I start dating this girl from Guyana, and I bring her up to New York to meet my mom. And my mom separates me from Chandra that weekend and says, I just want you to really think about what you're doing here. Because if you end up marrying her and have kids, you're going to change our race forever.
Crucial. Well, wow. my mom is half white and told me never to date a white woman.
Why? Really? Why?
Half white. Because she grew up in the 70s, and, you know, she loved her black side, I guess. She told me that.
So is it a fear? Like, in my mom's case, it sure sounded like you're going to make our race less white.
It wasn't.
So is it in black world, is it you're watering down our race?
I mean, she was a mulatto, too, so I don't think it was that, more so than, you know, the 70s and the period she grew up in, the late 60s and 70s. I mean, everything was kind of like, you know, she's from Washington, D.C. It was, you know, Mayor and Barry was coming in. It was just like this whole, like, you know, I guess I don't want to say Black Panther thing, but it was kind of serious. I mean, it was, you know, pro-black everything, and all her friends were doing it, so she got caught up in the sauce.
And I think with my family, I think with my family, it's like a trust thing too. It's like that they didn't necessarily trust what a white woman would bring in my life. Like my grandma and everything, she wasn't racist or anything, but she definitely would tell me not to date a white woman. Because
See,
she didn't
I have
trust.
Heard that a lot from, like, I have, you know, several friends that have dated black men, and, like, the mamas don't like it.
Yeah.
And haven't been as supportive. And, like, I just feel like if I said that about, like, my family, if for some reason, like, my family had a problem with it, then it would be seen as racist. But it's almost, like, okay from the other way around.
You know what? Let me stop tiptoeing around this. I think what it was with my my granddad. I think that it's been so many cases when white women have yelled rape or whatever on a black guy.
Really?
I just think that it's just a trust issue when it comes to my grand folks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it just has the bottom line to do with that.
You don't agree with that, Kenny?
I just think it's people. I mean, ignorant people do ignorant things. I mean, like, you know, I don't think it's a color thing. And I wish, honestly, that my mother never told me that because, you know, I didn't get you know, I'm married 10 years now, but, you know. White women seem pretty nice.
You never dated a white woman before?
Never dated, like, full-on relationship. Hi, this is my, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, you think about it, like, wait a minute, that's kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, look at how we hang out, Bert. Like, I mean, like, when we all together, it's like whatever. It's like the guys' club, you know what I mean? We don't break down race, and then we talk about every kind of woman that walks by. Right. She's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, we don't discriminate.
Exactly.
But you know what, though? Doesn't it get to a point for you all to get to that point, though? Like, I think
like everything else, maturity plays a part in everything. But the key is that you can't limit. You know, I had a experience this weekend. You know, I live in Alpharetta, so, you know, my son plays football. He's the only black boy on the team. Whatever. So, you know, all his friends are white. You know, and then, like, I noticed, like, how some of the little kids will yell at their fathers. Right? Kenny knows that I will come on the field and embarrass him. You know, at Newtown Park, if he would ever do that. But at the end of the day, you know, I had to, like, pull the other kid, that, you know, it's not my child, but this is the way I was raised. I pulled the child aside. I was like, listen, you going to yell at your father? Like, he's, you know, he's here every weekend with you trying to encourage you to do better. And, like, he kind of looked at me like, you know, and processed it. But at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Communication. You can't sit here and expect, you know, children to know. I mean, they don't know. Like, you have to teach them. So you
pulled somebody else's child all by yourself and said, more respectful?
Absolutely. And the mothers, when the fathers aren't there, they want me to get on their sons like I get on my child.
I've heard you say this too, Carl.
Yeah, and I was thinking, man, is that a black thing? Because you seem so in question about it, like, well, you would never do that. I would do that any day.
I'll tell you what.
And that's up there. You get North Georgia. They're like, look, if you don't behave, I'm going to send the black man over here to talk to you. And that just sounds scary to them.
Well, if I had to be totally honest, first, I wouldn't do it at all. I just wouldn't do it at all. I think I was going to say, and I'd be less inclined to do it with a black family than I would with a white family. But I don't think that's
the
truth.
But if you had the trust of the, it's like I go to the, you know, all the parents kind of congregate weekly for these events, right? And you know, you get to know these people. So they know the energy that I provide for their kids during the game. I'm the only one running up and down the sideline. Right. And it's not a black thing. I'm just the most energetic one. Because all the fathers follow me. They just don't say as much as I say. So, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, you look at it like that. And then you would be comfortable to say something because at the end of the day, you earn their trust. They understand what you bring to the table for their children, and look what they're gonna say. I'm not over there like you better MF and I'm over there saying, look, you're tripping. That's your daddy. You know what I mean?
Right.
He could punch you in your chest in front of everybody, and then what? You're right, Uncle Kenny.
Coach Kenny. Here's Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Hey.
My question is, why don't white women walk with their shoulders back?
Why don't white women? Is this something
thing.
That most black people think about white women? Have you guys thought of that before?
I don't. I mean, I slump, but I just naturally slump. I didn't realize that a lot of white women slump, but I don't hold my shoulders back.
I think I hold my shoulders back. I think it's a person thing.
I don't think I have great posture.
Why?
But I don't know why.
Because you're white.
Maybe so. I don't know.
I don't know. Scoliosis? What the
hell? I don't know. White women don't know that they're walking that way if they are.
Is it
you
the
should
boobies?
Start looking.
Really? I have to look around. I know I don't. I know that my mom fussed at me all growing up about that, and I never got into the good habit of sitting up straight. I mean, like, I'm slumping now. And
me too.
So, yeah. So, but I'll have to look around and see other white women do it.
Do black moms, grandmothers, grandfathers and stuff, is it much more important to have posture when you're younger?
Yeah, I used to get hit in the head.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Real quick.
Really?
When I slumped over, sit up. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You too,
Kenny? My house.
No, I was laughing at it.
I used to get in trouble.
I remember seeing a girl.
For slouching.
It was a girl in my school, and she used to wear a brace. And I'm like, why are you wearing a, it was a weird brace. It was like around the waist and up to her boobies. And she was like, I have scoliosis. I'm like, what is scoliosis? And that's how I first learned even about why you should sit up straight. It was never a parental teaching.
Will you use the same theory on white women that you do kids? Will you just go right up to a random white woman and go, why don't you stand up straight?
No. could never. I would say something outrageous, but I wouldn't say that.
Would you go to her boyfriend and go, hey, I just want to let you know your white girlfriend isn't standing up straight.
She's slumping over.
Well, no, the boyfriend would come to him and be like, hey, can you do me a favor? Go talk to Jen. She's just
slouchy.
Help her out. Go talk to her, Uncle Kenny.
We'll take more questions here if you guys want to call. 404-741-Q100. One I got to, I think we'll start with this one. And I think we've received it before. Why do white people let dogs kiss their face?
Oh, nasty. I think that is the nastiest thing in her.
See, I hate
Justin
this.
Does it when he's drunk all the time.
Let's that dog kiss his face.
Oh, and with the tongue. And the tongue thing.
That is a white person's thing, too.
Yes, it is.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.